Hey, yo, everybody, 4 minutes left in this Devils versus Rangers game 7. Devils up 3-0 right now. They just got to kill some time because this is one of the most important games of the year. Over a year ago, this Devils team was in the draft lottery, and they won second overall to win my boy Simon Nemec from HK Nitra in Slovakia. And he's having a phenomenal year. The Devils did sign one of their other defensemen to an ELC from Russia. His name is Daniel Misiul, a left-handed defenseman. So the Devils are looking very bright now. They're going to look very bright in the near term. They're going to look very bright in the future. And there's 4 minutes and 4 seconds left. Devils up 3-0. It all started with Michael McLeod with a shorthanded goal helped by Andre Palat. The Czech man did his job, but the job ain't done. And before you know it, the Devils scored the second goal on Igor Shesterkin. And how did that all go down? How did it go? And I am telling you, the Devils just needed to pressure the Rangers. And speaking of a Slovak player, veteran Tomáš Tatar would later on cash in, and he scored on a snapper, baby. Oh, boy. That was a sizzler. It was a backhand passer from a guy in John Marino. The Devils traded for him for a third-round pick in this year's 2023 draft, and they gave up Ty Smith. Holy hell. This is a wonderful turnaround. It's a great feeling. And the Devils did end up scoring an empty net goal, baby! Jesper Bratt scores! Holla back, y'all! I'm telling you. Holy shnikes! Hear that song going. It is Howl by a local New Jersey band in Gaslight Anthem, baby. Just 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go before we can hear Hip Hop Hooray by Newark band Naughty Boy Nature. I'm telling you, the haters were hating on us from the early parts of the season before we started camp. And I'm telling you, I may be a diehard Devils fan, but I love Cinderella stories. Yes, the Devils overachieved. However, getting out of this first round deficit, being down 2-0. Lindy Ruff, I've been hard on him. And I apologize. I wish you get another extension, at least another year in New Jersey. You deserve it. You proved me wrong. I love you, Lindy. Andrew Burnett, holy hell, you done an amazing freaking job. Eric Halla, I always liked you from your days in Vegas. Ryan McGill, I always liked you with Vegas, even though I didn't like the team you were coaching, but you were phenomenal with Nate Schmidt. And I really love the way this coaching staff has shortened up this Devils group to be really good at suppressing shots, clogging up lanes. And I tell you, we played against the Boston Bruins. And you know what? The Bruins choked in Game 7 to the Florida Panthers. The Devils won a bit versus Florida this regular season. But you know what? This is hockey, baby. This is the postseason. It's up for the taking. The Colorado Avalanche are done. There's no real favorites now. This is all for the taking. And so Eric Halla benefited from Jack Hughes and Andre Palat. And Palat should be the second star. Schmid should be number one. And right now, if you look at it on paper, it really should be possibly John Marino. But I'm telling you, a minute 53 is left on this clock. The Devils are really looking sharp. The rock is rocking. The The clock is tick-tocking. And no, I'm not trying to sound like a rapper. This is going to go on air pretty soon. But you know what? This group, this ownership group, has done a fantastic job. Tom Fitzgerald, I've always been fond of you from your time in Pittsburgh. And you learned a lot from Ray Shiro. This drafting over the years has really benefited us. And one day we're going to hoist that cup. If not this year, it'll be in the next couple seasons for the next many seasons coming forward. And I see Dan McKinnon and Tom Fitzgerald all looking at what they're benefiting from their really wise trades. Vanacek, freaking phenomenal goaltender in the regular season. I would like to see him bounce back in the next round versus Carolina. Minute 10 left. Akira Schmid coming off the farm in Utica made his journey from Switzerland, making a name for himself in the development leagues like the USHL and playing in a medium market in New Jersey, maybe growing to be a bigger market. And you know what? This team has the Garden State of mind, and you're in the Garden State of hockey. This is New Jersey. This is New Jersey's team, the big pro team that embraces this state. And I can't believe, you know, there are so many haters on the other side of the river, but we got so many fans in not just this state, but throughout other U.S. states and other countries. You listen to this podcast, whether you're from Switzerland, Finland, Sweden, Hong Kong, I don't care where you're from. I love that you listen in to hockey talk, listening to Jersey Joe in English. And with 50 seconds left, the Devils just trying to kill some time, just embracing the home crowd. And a lot of people were putting the Devils, you know, in this year's 2023 draft for Connor Bedard. Well, I could care less now. The Devils got too many great players. Connor Bedard would go to someone worthwhile. And you know what? I'm enjoying the Devils opening their playoff window for many years and taking a poke at this run. For those of you who've been supporting this podcast, the Garden State of Hockey is now victorious. You got 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 second. It's official, baby. The New Jersey Devils have clinched the first round. Off to Carolina for game 1 and 2 in a couple of days. Holy shnikes, baby. Holy hell. You hear that? Lindy Ruff should be winning the Jack Adams. No doubt. I'm sorry, Jim Montgomery. The Boston Bruins were already very freaking good. But you guys choked in the first round. I don't care. Say what you want. GM of the year should definitely go to Tom Fitzgerald. And I know there are some writers that are going to hate on him, but guess what? This is Jerseytude. We don't care what you think. We care about what we want to do eventually is hoist the 4th Stanley Cup near and long term. Get as many cups because, you know what? You make us feel like Rodney Dangerfield. You show us no respect. We deserve respect. And you know what? I speak on behalf of not just every Devils fan, but any underdog going forward. This is Jersey Joe. This is your Jerseytude moment. This is a wonderful bounce back reverse sweep, I can call it, because the Rangers looked like they had us dead in the water, down 2-0. But you know what? Games 3 and 4, and then eventually 5, and then failed to do number 6 at the Garden. But you know what? Winning at home is just as sweet as winning at your opponent's zone. But I digress. So thank you everyone for listening. Jersey Joe and the Heads Up Hockey Podcast. You can find me on Pucks and Pitchforks on FanSided. And for those of you who don't know, I also cover the NHL draft and all that stuff. But you know what? This reminds me a little bit of Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, except less scary now. But I admit I did have a lot of agito before this game started. But I really can't stop talking so much about this. Akir Schmid, I knew he would go in with a shutout, and I said 4-0 in a chat on Instagram. And for those of you who want to follow me on Instagram, I'm _JoeOfJersey. So thank you all for listening in. The Devils are once again victorious. Peace out, everybody. Let's take on Carolina.